back.
Yesterday I was reviewing the Ohio data. I've mentioned the Spokane County, Washington data, which comes to mind and is easy to put my fingers on. I'd grab others if I could quickly. But, you know, just going to the detailed breakdown in Spokane County, which is, you know, it's a paltry number anyway. You scroll down to the bottom of the page. Why is this information at the bottom of the page? COVID-19 hospitalization by admission date. 1105. Oh my goodness, 5. Ah! 2 2 2 4 2 3 1 4 1 4 0 0 3 2 0 4 0 1 3 3 3 and 1. And it hasn't been updated since April 11th. Why is that? What does that mean? You know, it's been several days. It's been, I think the last 3 days I've looked at it, still April 11th, whatever. So those are the numbers in Spokane County going back to March 17. That doesn't sound like a pandemic to me. And as James Corbett noted, you know, the World Health Organization is saying, oh, well, we've pushed the spread back into, now it's off the street and it's in homes. You know, we have to go kick in doors and homes and test people. Testing, as Bill Gates says, contact tracing. No, thank you. And I don't know, maybe nobody sent James Corbett the clip, but we keep playing the clip from C-SPAN, which I prefer, but no one knows what C-SPAN is. Oh, this is, what is C-SPAN? Can you trust that? How can you trust that? This might be, I like YouTube anyway. So we usually play the clips. I try to create clips when I can that obviously reside on C-SPAN that anyone can go to. And then, you know, those don't violate community guidelines or not. Ostensibly violate community guidelines and therefore get erased. You know, the C-SPAN channel doesn't get erased, so on C-SPAN, that is. So those videos, those clips that are created, why doesn't YouTube have a function like that? You should be able to do that. I have a playlist of the vast majority of the White House coronavirus press briefings. Why? Remember when YouTube used to have that comment function? You could comment with a video, and Kaltura, I think is what it's called, is one of the platforms that allows you to, you could do video mashups, and Kaltura made it super easy, and that was 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. And now suddenly you can't do that anymore? Why is that? Well, I mean, the answer is obvious. Because then people would be finding things out. People would be, with all of these cool videos that people are doing, speaking of James Corbett, you know, the kinds of things that people are doing, it would be, there would be an explosion of real valuable infotainment, is if there is such a thing. People would be creating mashups that would be amazingly engaging and informative. But we can't have all of that now, can we? So as we look at these numbers, let's see. So be like this minus. I'm doing a lot of the math on the fly here. So looking at these Dallas-Fort Worth numbers, 8 million people approximately. Is that even right? That doesn't look right. That's not right. No, my numbers are wrong. Hold on. I'm missing an 8 in here. So that's better. Yeah. Let's make this one 4 decimal places. Yeah, it's even less than that, though. Yeah. Good enough. Good enough. Okay, so around 8 million people, 7,888,098 people. Everyone should be doing this stuff in their own backyard and taking this information, like the naturopathic doctor who did at the Columbus State House protest earlier this week. Take the actual numbers. Make a, you know, sign of these dashboards. You ought to be able, this is, everything on these dashboards are, it's all SVG stuff, unless you have an image like in Texas, you know, they've also embedded in an image, which is a rasterized type thing. I think it's a JPEG or something. It's a PNG, portable network graphic. So most of it is SVG content, the text, the maps, and all of that. All the text on the page, I believe, is an SVG graphic or a scalable vector graphic, which means if you contact your local printer, they ought to be able to make a giant sign out of this because it's a vector graphic. It won't pixelate. It won't degrade at large sizes. So the printing shop ought to be able to grab an image of this and blow it up infinitely. You could make a billboard out of it, and it wouldn't pixelate. It ought to be a snap. So for Montana, for example, the Montanans ought to be blowing up this little graph, cases by day, which has gone, dropped significantly down. It's just gone straight down since 326, basically. Has gone entirely straight down since the 8th of this month. For the last week, we're down from 19 cases reported on the 8th, 15 on the 9th, 10 on the 12th, or excuse me, 12 on the 10th, backwards there. 10 on the 11th, 7 on the 12th, 5 yesterday, no, 5 on the 13th, and 5 yesterday. This doesn't sound like a pandemic. And of course, those are going to be people who've gone in and said, I think I got something. It's not like this is springing up everywhere. People are actively going in, and you have 9,000 tests now in Montana. 136 new tests. Apparently, we're not very, you know, concerned in Montana. Apparently, Montanans are not terribly concerned. 136 new tests. This is people who have probably been fear-mongered to the point that, you know, suddenly I feel, oh my goodness, I better go get tested. No. Just settle down. Sleep on it, you know. John Stadmiller talked yesterday about how he somehow probably lived through this thing. Oh my goodness. John, how did you live the way that they're fear-mongering? Anyway, so back to the numbers. Let's do this. This divided by this. Just some numbers. No. Yes. Wow. Is that really right? That's incredible. Do your own. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. But I'm just doing some quick math, looking at these things. This needs to be a video presentation probably, but I'm not that skilled and sophisticated. I should be. But just, again, looking at the Texas data, going back to the Dallas-Fort Worth TSA, trauma service area. This is one of the hardest hit areas in Texas. Oh my goodness! One of the two big ones, Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston. Again, this is where the majority of active hospitalizations are in Texas. And if you take those out, as I said earlier, in the 20 remaining trauma service areas, an average of 25 active hospitalizations per entire area. Not city, not county, but entire area. As in larger than city or county. 25? So going through the trauma service areas, and I'll just mention them all in order. I'm not going to list them all, but just going from A down, they have them listed as numbers. Or I mean letters, excuse me. starting with A, which again is Amarillo, 10 current hospitalizations, the trauma service areas. B is Lubbock, 34. C is Wichita Falls, 4. And when you start looking at the population, it's even more kind of, wow, really? D is Abilene, population 300,000 is the estimate just over 300,000, 6 current hospitalizations. And then you have trauma service area E, which is Dallas-Fort Worth, and I want to come back to those numbers. 8 million, you see 449 hospitalizations. Ah, Chris, be afraid, be very afraid. I'll come back to that in a minute. And so on, you know, just going down, I'll just read the numbers of active hospitalizations. 18, 32, 15, 30, 7, 0, 16, 5, 13, 30, 13, slash, you know, the next one is 30, then 65, 584, which again is Houston, 96, which is Beaumont. But, you know, again, that's a population of more than a million people, 1.3 million people. And when you do the math on that, you go, oh, well, that's a disarming percentage. Victoria, 21, continuing, 26, 12, and 65. Those are not alarming numbers of hospitalizations. And again, who knows what comorbidity people have and other things, which is why I mentioned Montana, because Montana's had about 20 or 21 active hospitalizations forever. So are these like, you know, 90-year-old folks that are, you know, maybe have this thing and have just been there for a while? Because that number is not changing, 21 hospitalizations. It's been right at 21, 22. And what I think is curious is the number of cases and recovered is hovering right around 200, has been for as long as I've been looking at this stuff in Montana, which I think it's interesting. That seems anomalous to me. Wonder why that is. So 21 active hospitalizations, 51 total hospitalizations, which again is a number that doesn't seem to change an awful lot, which makes me sort of scratch my head. I think we should be grabbing screenshots of these things. You know, the last several days, total hospitalizations has gone from 46 to 51. And yet, I guess people are getting released, 21 active hospitalizations. So people are coming and going, apparently. And then I would guess what that seems to indicate is that there are folks who go in and say, I think I got something. And then they're released in a matter of days. But then there's an underlying group of folks who are probably elderly, probably comorbid, and they've just been there the entire time that these numbers have been collected. So that's kind of what it looks like. That's my conjecture. So back to Dallas-Fort Worth as an example, one of the hardest hit places in Texas. Be afraid, be very afraid, Texas. And the numbers are slightly more dramatic in Houston, but really not. All right, so 15,190 staffed hospital beds, population around 8 million. And 6,379 available hospital beds. So if we do the math, subtract 6,379 from 15,190, we get 8,811 people you know, occupied hospital beds. 8,000? Well, if you do the math, that's it's a little over 0.1% of the total population occupying hospital beds. 0.1%. 0.11. Or so, you know, if we round that off. 0.11% in hospital beds. That doesn't sound terrifying, does it to you? Doesn't to me. It does not. So available hospital beds, you know, 41%, what is that? 58% of the beds are occupied, 41%, 42% remaining is what that is. But here's the number that I think is just sort of laughable. When we hear, be afraid, be very afraid, be terrified. Excuse me. Um, 449 active hospitalizations. That sounds like a lot. Well, in the context of an 8 million, a population of 8 million, 449 hospitalizations is 0.0057%. 0.0057%. So what is that? 10 thousandths, I think it would be 5.7 thousandths of a percent. Tens, hundreds, thousandths, yeah. 5.7 thousandths of 1% of the total population are hospitalized in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ah, be afraid, be very afraid. 0.0057%. According to Texas Department of State Health Services official data. 0.0057% of Dallas-Fort Worth is actively hospitalized. That doesn't sound like a pandemic to me. Let's just for posterity's sake do perhaps the same thing for Houston. And again, this is on the fly. So yeah, that's not what I wanted. Quickly. Houston, which is trauma service area Q, right? So 6,371,536 people. Houston. This should be published somewhere, but you know, it's just supposed to be to illustrate and have people do this themselves. We should all be doing this ourselves. Yeah, okay. Staffed beds, 10,973 versus the 15,000, oops. Anyway, I'll finish my math real quick and have the numbers when we come back from this break. Again, they're disarming, I can assure you. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Again, the numbers are very disarming, very, very disarming. This is what everyone needs to be focused on. Let's have a balanced, level-headed approach. Let's talk like adults. Let's not be talked down to by elected folks. And start demanding some answers. You know, Texas is notorious for, you know, guys like Greg Abbott or, you know, Bilderberg attendees, Rick Perry, guys like that. And you'll notice if you listen to the governors, they are using the same rhetoric, which I suspect is coming through the National Governors Association, and where from there? people don't talk like this, you know, especially in states like Texas or Montana or Idaho. People don't talk like that. So it's high time this nonsense stops. Okay, to the numbers. Quickly in this segment, and then we'll move on. So I mentioned Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston. Did I mention Houston? I think I changed. Yeah, I did. So what is that? Houston is Q. Okay. Okay, so Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston. And then O and P are TSA areas, trauma service areas. O and P are Austin and San Antonio, respectively. So the numbers, population, Austin first, 2,321,636. Staffed beds, 2,309. And so that is... okay, 2,309 staffed beds, 1,257 available beds, which leaves a difference of 1,052 beds occupied, apparently, right? So that's 45.5% capacity, leaving 54. Is that right? I have that backwards. What do I have going on here? This minus this. Well, that's what that is. See, now I've confused myself a little bit. So 45%. Where did I do that? I have numbers all scattered around now in Excel. So 54% available, right, is what that is. That can't be right, though. 45% available, I think, is what that's supposed to be. In any case, about half. I think I have those switched around. 1,000 beds occupied. Point is, back to active hospitalizations, that's easy math. 30 active hospitalizations divided by total population is 0.0013% of the population is actively hospitalized attributed to this thing. And if you go through all of these, just to cut to the chase, why I think active hospitalizations is so important is because if you look at that number on all of these areas that I'm talking about, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston, which are the hardest hit, active hospitalizations per capita, so to speak, or per population is all well below 1% point. So that number in Dallas, Fort Worth, 449 hospitalizations as a percentage of population, that's 0.0057. Austin, 30 hospitalizations, percentage of population, 0.0013. San Antonio, 65 hospitalizations, percent of population, 0.0023. And Houston, 584 hospitalizations, percent of population, 0.0092. Do you see what I'm saying? Where is the pandemic there? I don't see it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. Just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. One more crack at the data, and then we'll go to the James Corbett clip. Was there foreknowledge? I believe there was, but I really think this is where the action is. Active hospitalizations. So I have disarmed the number of active hospitalizations as a percentage of population. Like I said, throughout Texas, it's far below 1% of the population that is, you know, essentially ambulatory, if you will. So 0.00 whatever in every trauma service area. As another, just another sort of metric, yeah, but we hear, you know, we are in danger of overwhelming the healthcare system, okay? Well, the percentage of the number of active hospitalizations as a percentage of staffed hospital beds, Dallas-Fort Worth, 3%, nah, 2.9%. Austin, 1.3%. San Antonio, 1.1%. Houston, 5.3%. How about, I mentioned Montana earlier. Montana, percent of population, 21 active hospitalizations as a percentage of population, 0.002%, Montana. 0.002%. That doesn't sound like a pandemic to me. As a percentage of staff beds, it's my understanding it's around 2,000. I think it's more than that, but 2,202 is the number I'm using. Staffed hospital beds in Montana. As a percentage, 21 active hospitalizations as a percentage of staffed hospital beds, 0.9537. So almost 1%. Oh my goodness, that's a pandemic. We are clearly in danger of overwhelming the hospital system. How about, let's just say that, you know, we can't move the people. What about a percentage of available beds? What if I do that quickly? Let me just do that real fast. So that would be available beds, active hospitalizations, percent of available beds. You know, just to kind of throw that out there too. So 449, and this is not even a real number. I'm just saying, if we added another, you know, if we set aside all of the occupied beds, the 8,000 beds in Dallas-Fort Worth, for example, and said, what percentage is 449 of the 6,379 available beds? That's 7%. 449 is 7%, which still doesn't sound terrifying to me. In other words, if we had, you know, this number growing somehow, you know, this is kind of a, I don't know, not necessarily a terribly informative number. It's not a real number. It's just to give some more perspective. So to continue that on, in Austin, 30 hospitalizations, 1,257 beds is 2.38%. San Antonio, 65, 2,425 beds, that's 2.6. Houston, oh my goodness, 584, 3,500 beds, that's 16%. Be afraid, be very afraid. Anyway, the point is, these numbers are very disarming as far as I can tell. Am I missing something? You know, and for those who say, if we open up the country, you know, this has never happened before. This is completely illogical. None of the data supports the conjecture. Who is the person that, you know, was part of Romper Room Hour in California yesterday when Gavin Newsom did his thing and the doctor supposedly comes on and does her little Romper Room presentation? Here is our chart, children. No data, no information, and our projections, our modeling say, you're doing a good job, children. Stay home. It's not time yet. If you come out now, look what might happen. Well, what? What might happen? We might go outside and get some sunshine? As folks like Professor Knut Witkowski have said, it makes sense that if you have immunocompromised people, and again, folks like Del Bigtree, you know, when he said he had that picture, what looks like a stadium full of people, black and white photo, you have this one person in 10,000 who might be at risk. And that's what these numbers seem to indicate, by the way. The numbers that I just gave you seem to indicate exactly that. This kind of information that is not surprising, not alarming, it's just the regular seasonal flu kind of stuff. So Del Bigtree asked, why not make a product for this one person in 10,000 who is immunocompromised, who might be vulnerable? Well, obviously, there's no money in that. And that doesn't serve Malthusian interests at all. So if you want to, we played the clip the other day, you know, Brzezinski. It is far easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control 1 million people. Bill Gates wants to vaccinate 7 billion people. The Gates Foundation has been sued by countries for killing thousands, tens of thousands of people, or injuring permanently. The VAERS system is real. And if you go, by the way, like Montana, for example, Montanans, if you go look at your emergency preparedness plan and the pandemic, the influenza response, pandemic response plan, it talks about mass vaccination. And it also talks about monitoring people to see and, you know, reporting things through VAERS. It talks about all that. Bill Gates is saying, you know, governments, countries are going to have to decide if they set safety and testing aside and press on, you know, because, you know, it's one or the other. So, America, Texas, Montana, California, Idaho, Washington, etc. Are you going to be bullied? Ohio, New York, Florida, Georgia. Are you going to be bullied into a culling of the herd, essentially? I want to play one of those clips. I gotta find one of those clips, you know. They captured the lioness and tagged her and released her back into the wild for, you know, monitoring and observation. That is what's happening, America. Remember when Derry Brownfield talked about NAIS and the National Animal Identification System? And they want to do that to you. I don't know what to tell people, honestly. You should go watch one of those clips. It tagged her and released her back into the wild to observe and monitor. And then think of, you know, somebody should do, if we're going to do a deep fake thing, you know, that should be a person who gets tranquilized, tagged, little ear tag, and then sent back into their herd. That's what's happening. And there's all kinds of speculation and conjecture about exactly what technology and what took place and who knew what. I don't think any of that really matters right now. I think what matters is the response to whatever it was and whatever is happening now. And can you see the narrative shifting? It's shifting. And we are beyond facts at this point. You know, the one person that I've heard that I have respect for so far is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She had remarks, you know, and then who knows what happened from there? Because you're up against a Machiavellian scheme that has they've studied the art of dirty tricks. They've, you know, it's scientifically engineered military precise bag of dirty tricks. And so if you say, we don't want that, maybe you were having an affair with someone in South America last week all of a sudden. Or maybe we released something from a screen, a computer screen, like Bill Gates said, you know, the pioneer of the first or at least the most notable computer virus and the antivirus. Bill Gates, historically known for virus and antivirus. We might just release it from a screen. And then suddenly you said, you know, we're fine here, but now you have an outbreak or something. And again, getting back to the issue of technology, it seems that technology can cause a mimicking at a minimum of the symptoms. And then there's all of the other issues. You know, who was it that called in yesterday when we were talking about psychotropics in particular? I think that was Gaither in Oklahoma, right? So you might accidentally have, you know, someone who slipped off psychotropics and decided to go shoot up McDonald's or something. You might have that, and then we could blame that on you, Governor, because, oh my goodness, look at that. It's your fault. We have a responsibility to protect. Now we need to send the National Guard in, depose you, Governor, because you clearly, you know, those kinds of dirty tricks. The American people need to understand those things. That's the Machiavellian game that's being played. No dirty trick is off the table. That's what these guys say. Fauci said it. You know, everything is on the table. That's what they always say in these times. To me, that's Machiavellian code speak, which means we will use, you know, by any means necessary, we will get this agenda pushed through. You know, Mike Pompeo, we're in a live exercise to get this right. And by the way, for those who are confused, Donald Trump was saying they should have let us know, right? Not what is being postulated. The context was Pompeo's remarks to the question of, you know, as he said, prefacing what China knew and when. And Donald Trump is remarking in the background, they should have let us know. Not Mike Pompeo should have let us know that we're in a live exercise. It's ridiculous. That's not what is happening there. By the way, speaking of housekeeping, some folks mentioned that, you know, there was some excitement about an interview of Surgeon General Jerome Adams. And I'm not among those who share the excitement. I listened to it. And it's very underwhelming. It's party line stuff. What Jerome Adams said in the interview. The title of the article over at Breitbart, and it includes audio from Alex Marlow's interview of Jerome Adams. The title is Seven Things We Learned in an Interview with Surgeon General Jerome Adams. And just to cut to the chase, the thing people were excited about was number four, data versus models. The Coronavirus Task Force is now working with real-time data about the country. Adams said instead of the predictive models that were criticized for being overblown and exaggerated. Now, let's do some critical thinking here, shall we? Deborah Birx, and we played the clip, and I have it posted all over wherever I can. Deborah Birx stated last week, we have a very liberal, remember that? We're taking a very liberal approach to mortality. That's what she said. She said, so I think in this country, we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. Similar to Italy. Remember when she said we are following Italy very closely? Remember when Italy said, yeah, you know, maybe we might have missed the mark by about 88%. So Birx said, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID death, as if to say, you know, you might have had this, but even though you had a heart attack and died, we're going to say it was COVID-19 that killed you. Death by COVID-19. That's what she said. Now, getting back to Jerome Adams' remarks the other day in the interview with Alex Marlow, we're using real-time data now. And no, as Professor Knut Witkowski said, there is no way to deconvolute the data now. You have Deborah Birx, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, saying we're using inflated numbers. But thank heaven Jerome Adams is saying we're using real-time inflated numbers instead of modeled inflated numbers. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a completely worthless talking point. And speaking of what I said before, point number five, things of the seven things they learned is, you know, he said, Jerome Adams said, Black and Hispanic Americans were more affected by the virus. But like I said, if you just go look at the data for yourself, why are they saying that? I wonder. I don't know. I mean, maybe in certain pockets, but every metric that I've looked at doesn't say that. So I don't know. Whatever. To say it generally is what I'm saying is disingenuous. We'll be right back.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Chose man to make me
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour. I hope that some of this is making sense. You know, the numbers, I think, are what are important. And it's not sensationalized fear porn, as they say, and therefore it's just sort of not interesting, I think. But I find it very interesting. And I wonder why no one is talking about this. You know, if CNN is really, you know, speaking of facts, not fear, hashtag facts, not fear. Let's talk about these facts. You know, the percentage of population that is hospitalized that we hear has a lab confirmed SARS-CoV-2. 0.0057, 0.0013, 0.0023, 0.0092. This doesn't sound like it's overwhelming the healthcare system. You know, and again, percent of staffed hospital beds, 3% of staffed hospital beds is overwhelming the healthcare system. Because what you the picture that you get from the mainstream press is it's probably 115 or 120 or 150, 200% of staffed hospital beds. That's what you see when you listen to the rhetoric coming from folks like Andrew Cuomo doing his Christopher Walken impressions. But the facts tell a different story. The actual data tells a different story. And the science tells a different story, according to epidemiologists like Professor Knut Witkowski, among others. And he's not alone. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.